Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
First big adventure 2024. Having a great time down here. Still asking you guys for if you have a buck or $5 or $10 for our little gift, because Zaxby's has said, you know what, you guys get more money, we'll double that thing. So explain what that's about, Mo.
That is you becoming a part of the magic, and it's called the Little Give, and it's helping us give these special children and their families an amazing 5-day magical trip down to Disney. And we're asking for $5, $10. The little gift that you give can go a very, very long way, because Zaxby's is going to match whatever you decide to contribute. And you can do that by donating and texting the word BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155. No donation is too big or too small. You can also go to BERTsBigAdventure.org.
All right, we're going to introduce you. Actually, well, you guys have already met Olive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her family on Thursday. Heather and Ben and Basil and Remy. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How y'all
morning.
Doing?
Great.
Yeah. You a little tired?
Very tired.
There are some memories you make on Burt's Big Adventure that you know are going to last a lifetime. And there's certain things that we see. And I had a highlight courtesy of your family. So Saturday night, we're at the park all day. We come back, and then we were actually here at the Contemporary in one of the ballrooms where we had dinner and then our surprise dance party with all the characters, right? So we got a DJ and Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy and Goofy. Everybody's here dancing with the kids. And I asked Olive's dad, Ben, if I could take her out to the dance floor, because Olive is in a wheelchair. And so we scooted out to the dance floor and we're dancing with the characters. And then her buddy Eliora came up and rolled up next to her, who is also in a wheelchair. And Ben told me they have a biker gang. So they were hanging out together a good portion of the time.
Oh, yeah.
We had hand signals and everything, yep. Man, like on the back of our shirts. And we rolled Eliora and Olive next to each other. And Eliora reached out and grabbed Olive's hand so they could hold hands and dance together. And it's just that, like, right, that's going to be etched in my memory forever of this trip. Mm-hmm.
They made really, really fast friends.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so special and beautiful to see. And the way that Olive is able to communicate, I think all of us found it so fascinating. So, Ben, if you can explain, like, what's in front of Olive and how she's able to communicate.
So she has an electronic device. It's basically like an iPad with extra software built in that tracks her eye gaze and her eye movement, and it allows her to select things. If she has to look at it for, like, you know, 3/4 of a second, and it's like pushing a button. You can't just glance right at it. And that's how she is able to say things and select different things on the screen.
Yeah, she's very intentional, like, with what she selects. And so I was talking to her and just having a quick conversation with her, and then I stood up.
Thank you, Burton staff.
What was that?
Thank you, Burton staff.
She said, thank you, Burt staff.
She's saying that with her eyes right now.
So she looks at the screen, and there is an icon there that says thank you. So what you guys are hearing is her saying thank you.
I had to pause it because she would have been talking over you guys.
we just unpaused it.
And so we were having that conversation, and I stood up into her screen. She looked at it.
Thank you, Burt.
Oh, you're welcome. You're going to make me cry. That's my job, just to make you guys cry.
Thank you, Burt staff.
We'll pause it.
And she looked at the word like, and she said like after we got done having our conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, talk about like a heart-melting moment. And I know, Cassie, you had a similar experience.
Yeah, it was after the dance party and fireworks show where we had private viewing of fireworks. And Burt had stood up to make some announcements and had told the families that Gamoa had gifted everyone an extra $200 for the parks. And then I guess, Burt, people were thanking you for the trip. And you said, you don't need to thank me. You should thank, you know, the Burt's Big Adventure staff who works year-round, 24/7, to make this happen. And then from Olive, I heard, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it just... it hit me to my core, because we don't do it for the thanks. I know the Burt's Big Adventure staff doesn't do it for the thanks, but to know that it had enough of an impact to make Olive say something to us and thank us, and thank the staff, it was such a, it brought me to tears, honestly.
That must be, that screen must be a form of freedom for her. I think if you're on the outside and you see a nonverbal child like Olive and you have no experience, you might not think that they are processing everything around them. And I think here is the lesson to learn through her, is that forget what you think you know. Mm-hmm. She knows what's going on and wants to communicate, right? Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit of that?
The first week that we got this and we had our own device, the first two things that she would say is outside and walk. And then she would follow that up with playground. Outside, walk, and playground. She found those three buttons, and she could tell us when she wanted to go outside, she wanted to go play, she wanted to go to the playground. And it was just...
That's like every day.
Her just being able to communicate that and say, listen, I'm bored, guys, let's go outside. It was just amazing. It's priceless. And she would just repeat it nonstop.
That must be a lot of freedom for you, too, Heather. I mean, you want to talk to your children. I mean, you know, when they're so young and they can't communicate with
it's
you as a parent, that's very frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
So, Heather, I can only imagine, like, the first time you heard her communicating with you that way must have been so freeing for the whole family.
It absolutely is. We're so grateful for this. And she's still working on this device, and, you know, it's just a work in progress. I think in a few years, I think she'll be very fluent with it, honestly, because she just keeps getting smarter and smarter and learning new things. Just very proud of her.
I know that AB had a bit of a scare, as you guys had a bit of a scare in the park also, man. And he's starting to understand that things don't work so well in Disney when the parade is going. If you're going to have an emergency, make sure it's not while the parade is happening.
You think to have something like that, you know, worked out to an efficiency, but, you know, I won't comment too much of that, but all in all, they've been, you know, very accommodating, and we can't thank the Disney staff enough.
Yeah, because AB, you were partnered with Olive's family the whole time, because AB is the muscle of the Burt's Big Adventure staff, and so to help with, like, transferring Olive and stuff like that, you were basically, like, their right hand the entire trip.
Yes, it actually flowed very nicely. Like, it was never... you know how they always say it never was like hard labor, it was a labor of love. But I also like to just comment about the parents and the love that they have for all of their kids. And they went out of their way to make sure that not only Olive was treated, you know, with respect and with love, like everybody, but also that the whole family was included, which was such a great heartfelt moment for me. But I cannot tell you how much of an impact you guys had on me with your interactions with Olive, your interactions, you know, with Basil and Remy, because that's what a true family is. No matter what the conditions, no matter how, you know, terrible the times may be, they always found a way to have inclusion with the family and really to make it work. And that was literally throughout the whole time at the park. Like, making sure everybody was taken care of, making sure that Olive was doing the right things that she wanted to do.
I felt the same exact way. I got the opportunity to hang out with Olive and family one of the days in the park. You guys are incredibly awesome. I had a great time. And one of my highlights of the trip, speaking of how Olive communicates with her expressions, was when we got on that World of Avatar boat ride. And the ride is, like, really lit up. It's a lot going on. It's lights. And you could genuinely see in her face how much she was enjoying it. And it was such a moment for me to watch her express herself and to reach that level of happiness. And it was incredible. It was something I truly will never forget.
It's a sweet baby, sweet family too. As I understand it, Basil here has stepped up and said, Mom, Dad, I got this letter thing. All right, you guys have done enough this weekend. Did you write it also?
He did. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this a first that we've had a sibling write a note before?
I think so, but you know my memory. So.
Yes.
And Basil is 10 years old?
Yeah.
And why did you want to be the one to write and read the letter today?
Because I've just been so attached to my sister my whole life. I love her so much. And my mom and dad have done enough this week. I think I should write the letter.
Man, you don't even need a letter.
All right. That's it.
Where's the tissues?
I know, right? So myself.
10 years old. Do your thing, man.
To Olive from Basil. Sis, the hard days are behind us. The days you spent in the hospital and at home fighting for your life. The home nurse watching me while mommy and daddy sat by your side, crying and praying you would survive. Always having a stranger in our house to watch you while you were awake and while you slept. The doctors gave you a 6% chance to live, and you made it through and still had a smile on your face every day. Always, though you may be disabled, you are perfect in my eyes. I am glad I am your little brother. You have taught me to appreciate and understand people with disabilities. If only the world had a million olives in it, the world would be, it would all be a better place. You make me stronger every day because of what you have been through. I know I can beat my own obstacles in life because of the strength you have shown me through your fight to live. I will continue to treasure the moments we make, and I promise you this, I will never leave you. I am so proud you are my sister. I will forever be your protector. I love you. You will always be my hero. From your little brother, Basil.
Wow.
No.
That's one of the best we've ever had, man.
Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome. Great job.
Mom, you have to be, like, so proud.
I know. The first three times he was practicing, I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, okay, let's take a break. Let's wait a few days. I'm very proud of him. I'm also very proud of Remy, too. And I'm just very grateful. I'm very happy for my family and the BERT staff and everyone, all the supporters here. And I can't thank you guys enough for everything. And AB and Tiffany for helping us the whole time. And Mo for coming with us. Everybody, thank you so much. I really, really, we're so grateful for everything you guys have done for us.
Lots of love for you guys.
Hey, Basil, I now forgive you for messing with me. I thought Olive was talking to me, but Basil was behind Olive using his eyes to talk. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she said this. And then Basil's over here with this sly little grin, like, hee hee hee.
Welcome to BERT's Big Adventure. You're part of our family now.
Thank you.
It's BERT's Big Adventure 2024.
The BERT Show.